He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It's a joyous, glorious morning here this morning in the market. It is January the 25th. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Look at this. The Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 stocks is up 234 points this morning. That works out to almost 1% on this Friday. The Dow is at 24,787 as it closes in on 25,000. The S&P 500 today up 23 points. It is at 2,665. It's up 0.9%. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is up 1%. It is up 71 points right now to 7,144. The Russell 2000 is up 13 points. That works out to 0.9%. That's the small cap index. The link to crude oil seems to be in place today. Crude oil is up today, along with the stock market. Crude oil is up 42 cents this morning to $53.55. The gold market, boy, everybody's happy today. You better be happy today. I don't want to hear any excuses. Gold is up $13 per ounce today to $12.93 per ounce. Silver's up 30 cents. Even the silver bugs are happy at $15.60 per ounce. And the 10-year yield, well, the bond folks are a little bit grumpy today. You got the 10-year up 2 basis points. No big deal there. The 10-year now sits at 2.73%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting from a crisp but clear and sunny Charleston, South Carolina, and the market definitely is clear and sunny after. Look at all the gloom that we had. I mean, it seemed like the end of the world on Christmas Eve of all days when the market was down 650 points, hit bear territory. What a day to hit bear territory the day before Christmas. And then the day after Christmas, we're up 1,000 points, and really the market has been moving in the right direction, and the volatility just seemed to have disappeared all of a sudden. It was very strange trading, very strange, almost inexplainable as to what happened there in November and December. It's almost like, I don't know, it almost seems like the market was under attack by outside forces, but we'll never know. We just know what we experienced, what we witnessed, what we saw, what we felt, the pain, and now here we are with a pretty healthy market once again. I now have 416 B plus or better ranked stocks in my Best Stocks Now database of almost 5,100. I would give that a healthy. We're back to not full health, but we're back to a healthy market once again. Yesterday, we kind of had a mixed market. The Dow struggled all day, but the technology stocks had a very good day yesterday. The small caps, many of the leading small caps, prior leaders in the market, assuming leadership once again. I have not looked at a lot of individual charts yet today, but that will make up the bulk of my day today, along with writing the weekly newsletter. This is my internal research that sends me down every nook and cranny and alleyway of the market that I think is necessary to go down to make sure that I have all my ducks in a row as it relates to my own investing. And as for you, I share that research with you on a weekly basis. I have the free version of the newsletter, which after you've gotten a sample, 2 weeks of the full newsletter that has all the portfolios in it, then I take you down to the next level, which is the premium newsletter that has everything but those portfolios. And then I take you down to the free newsletter, which has a lot of my analysis of the markets every week. And that goes out to thousands of people all over the world. And I will be writing that newsletter. I already have a good start on it today. I've noticed some very significant changes amongst the leaderboards. When I say leaderboards, I'm talking about asset classes. I'm also talking about sectors in the market. And I'm also talking about individual stocks, along with indexes around the world. So if you want to see where the action is and where the action is moving, it's a must to take a glance at that newsletter every weekend. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. And, of course, once you become a client, you get the full Monty Python every single week. As a part of my service. And there, I can tell you from experience, a lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat, tears, and love goes into that newsletter every single weekend. And even if you're a do-it-yourselfer, I would not go out, I would not venture out into the waters without reading that newsletter every single weekend. You know, there's some tricky waterways around the Charleston area. There's a lot of water, no question about that. There's three major rivers that converge into the Charleston Harbor, which then leads to the Atlantic Ocean. And those three major rivers have a lot of tributaries that feed into them. Some of them are very shallow. And I read about boats, guys getting stranded on oyster beds, you know, in 1 foot of water. Boy, I never leave home. I never leave the dock without a good chart. And, of course, an onboard navigation system that always shows me the depth of the water and a map of the water and the places to avoid. And that's the way I look at my newsletter every weekend. I would not go fishing without it. Again, that's at GundersonCapital.com. Well, one of the reasons the market is so excited today, speaking on Fox News, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the January payroll print may show significant gains. And how might he know this far ahead of the report? Well, Kudlow references half-century lows in initial jobless claims. That happened yesterday. We had a 50-year low on initial jobless claims. We went under 200,000 yesterday. So Kudlow references that, and he says furloughed federal workers will be counted, at least in the establishment survey. Kudlow also brushed aside. Yesterday I told you that Wilbur Ross made the claim that we were miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and no trade agreement out there. That came from Wilbur Ross. Well, Larry Kudlow kind of brushed that aside, meaning that he thinks that we're closer to a trade agreement than what Wilbur Ross referred to yesterday. We got a lot of companies, individual companies in the news today, very important companies, very important earnings reports. Before we go to the earnings reports, here's an interesting trade that I read about, a well-timed trade yesterday in PG&E options reaped some investor a paper profit of $3.7 million. He bought a bunch of contracts, call options on PG&E shares. He invested $200,000 into this bet. And then the courts ruled that PG&E was not responsible for the fire in 2017, and those contracts that he paid $200,000 for were sold for $3.7 million. So there's a gamble on a court decision that went right, an options trade that went right. They usually don't go right. But some easy money made yesterday by a big trader betting on the outcome of the big PG&E case in California. Well, we got to talk about Intel, Starbucks, Square, Intuitive Surgical, Norfolk Southern, Colgate, Palmolive, I Better Brush My Teeth, AbbVie, Ford, D.R. Horton, MasterCard, Alaska Air, Western Digital. Boy, that's about the entire S&P 500. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now. Well, Goldman Sachs is making a prediction. This is prediction time of year. Goldman Sachs commodity chief sees significant upside for oil in 2019. Well, if they're right, you know, some of those oil stocks, some of those pipeline stocks, they say that Brent crude will likely overshoot his $67.55 barrel price target. Well, we'll see. I don't have much exposure, if any, at all to the oil patch right now. All right, let's put Intel under the microscope. Intel is a dividend payer. Right now, the dividend yield coming from Intel is at 2.6%. That's a good thing. It's a good start. Number two, Intel has been growing their earnings by 18% per year over the last 5 years. This is not a soggy stock. This is not a stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear. In fact, as I look at their last four quarters, their earnings growth has been up 32%, up 44%, up 39%, up 19%. Those are all good numbers for a large cap, a mega cap, $210 billion company headquartered in Santa Clara, California. So far, so good. You've got a company that is a large cap dividend payer, 2.6% dividend yield, and it's been growing its earnings by 18% per year. I also see a pretty cheap P.E. ratio there of 11. Having said that, now the stock is down 6.7%. They beat their earnings by 6 cents, but they missed their revenue by $360 million. Now, let's take a look at Intel using the Best Stocks Now app. It's in the mega cap category. It's in the, I need to change that. It's not a really a growth stock. It's kind of transitioning into a growth and income player. Intel has been a pretty good performer. Over the last 10 years, an investment in Intel has yielded 18.2% per year. Using the rule of 72, that means folks have been doubling their money every 4 years by investing in Intel. Now, that's the past. We have to look to the future. Over the last 5 years, during that 10-year period of time that Intel has been averaging 18% per year, the market's been averaging 12% per year. So Intel has delivered alpha to its investors over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered alpha, significant alpha. Intel has delivered a total return, that includes the dividend yield, of 18% per year over the last 5 years, while the market is at 7.3%. Over the last 3 years, Intel has doubled the performance of the market. 22% per year for Intel and 11% for the market. And over the last 12 months, while the market's down 5.7%, Intel is up almost 11%. It gets an A- momentum grade, that is the short-term performance grade, and it gets a B+ overall performance grade when you take into account short-term, intermediate-term, and long-term performance. Now, that is half of the equation is the performance factor, the alpha numbers. Equally important to me is valuation. Okay, now here's where I have an issue currently with Intel's valuation. Now, even though Intel has been growing by 18% per year over the last 5 years, that's their earnings, going forward, they're expected to only grow by about 8% per year. In other words, growth is decelerating. I prefer growth that is accelerating or at least staying constant. That's a pretty big deceleration. Now, if we take Intel's earnings potential of $4.61 next year, grow those earnings by 8% over the next 5 years, and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a mega cap technology slash semiconductor stock, I get a $66 target price. The stock is at $46. It has about 50% upside potential. I like 80% or better upside potential. Now, with this pullback today of 6.4%, that's going to make it more attractive from a value point of view. In fact, I would guess that the ranking will go up a little bit on Intel tomorrow. But right now, as of today, let's go back to yesterday before today's earnings report. Intel was ranked number 913, and that's mostly on value considerations. Not a good value as of yesterday. Ranked 913 out of 5,063. It gets a B rating right now in the Gunderson Best Stocks Now app.com. That is a strong hold. B equals a strong hold. So, I'm not going to go out with two hands buying Intel. We'll see where the earnings estimates are revised to after their report today. And we'll see what that does to the valuation, which is my biggest concern right now with Intel. So, you know, neutral. Just slightly above neutral for me on INTC. Square is in the news today. Man, Square has been on a tear. I continue to own Square in my Ultra Growth and in my Premier Growth. And I tell clients that sometimes I have stocks that kind of cross the line. Square is one of those. Square is a $31 billion company. So it's kind of in that mid-cap to large-cap area. And I like it enough to own it in both of my portfolios. Now, Square went through one heck of a sell-off here recently. It got cut in half. From mid-September to late December, it went down 50%. And I sold it along the way. I sold it up in the $75 area, cut my loss. I watched it go down, and then I got back into it. I saw Square bottom on Christmas Eve, like a lot of other stocks. That seems to have been a very big day in the market. And guess what? Square has developed a brand new uptrend. Square is in the news today as a new debit card boosting revenue. They have a free business-to-business debit card. Square is currently ranked in the Best Stocks Now app. Let me get that here real quickly before the commercial. It is ranked at number 119 out of 5,063. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We are in earnings season. Next week, it will be tech week. A lot of big tech companies, Facebook, Amazon, Google, etc. I think Apple will be reporting earnings, and so it's going to get really exciting. But you know what? It's been a pretty busy week this past week, and I'm guessing that by the end of today, when all is said and done, we'll have about 25% of the S&P 500 companies. That's about 125 of them in the books. And we're going to have a much, much better feel for where we are with this earnings season. And more importantly, where we are as it relates to 2019, which we are now 3 weeks deep into, almost 4 weeks into. And we're starting to get a little bit of a glimpse around the corner at 2020. 2020, where almost everybody is predicting a recession. So it's all about earnings, earnings, earnings. And I will be giving you an update in the newsletter this weekend. There is the most critical indicator of all. Even during the darkest days of December, the earnings estimates for this year, 2019, never went below the actual earnings from 2018. So we will see where we're at the current time. Don't miss the newsletter this weekend, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Okay, speaking of big earnings, let's take a look at a little company up in Seattle called Starbucks. Starbucks took the coffee world by storm. Starbucks is moving from a growth stock more into that growth and income. They're very similar to Intel. It's an $80 billion company, not quite the size of Intel, but Starbucks now pays a dividend yield of 2.2%. And Starbucks is at or near all-time highs. Now, they only have 29,324 coffee shops worldwide, 17,454 in the U.S. I mean, I can't leave home without passing 10 Starbucks, including in the supermarket where I shop, including in the buildings that we walk through. Starbucks everywhere. It's Starbucks Nation, I guess, caffeinated nation. Let's take a look at Starbucks and put it under the microscope right now. Starbucks beats earnings by 10 cents. Of course, they have a new CEO. Apparently, Howard Schultz is seriously thinking about a run for president, along with about 100 other Democrats. But Howard Schultz, why not? Well, there is a history now of successful businessmen making it and being elected as president. Starbucks beats by 10 cents. They beat on revenue, and the stock is up 3.8%. How has Starbucks done over the years? Well, over the last 10 years, it has been a stellar performer, which Howard Schultz could certainly point to, his prowess as a businessman, dominating the world with his Starbucks brand. 10-year, 33% return to investors. Take that, Jeffrey Immelt at GE. While the market has delivered 12.5. However, recently, the stock has really decelerated big time. They've had a few missteps. They have, you get to that point, like Coca-Cola and Pepsi, where you'd like to buy the world a Coke, and you can get one almost anywhere. I mean, when you can walk into a tiny little market in the middle of Mexico, and they've got a Coke machine there, where else is the Coca-Cola brand going to expand to? Well, Starbucks isn't quite there, but almost. You wonder where else they can expand to. Because over the last 3 years, Starbucks has badly underperformed the market, believe it or not. Over the last 3 years, Starbucks has only delivered 5% per year to investors, along with some whipped cream on those mocha lattes, and the market has delivered 11%. So the Starbucks has really lagged the market over the last 3 years. Over the last 12 months, it's picked up a little bit. It's up 7%, market down 5.7%. All in all, Starbucks gets a C+ performance grade. Now, as I was inventing the app, I had to tinker around with that. How much weight should I give to long-term returns? How much weight should I give to intermediate returns? How much weight should I give to short-term returns? It's quite a complex formula. And I weighted it such that there's a little bit more weight given to what have you done for me recently. And Starbucks hasn't done much for investors recently. Therefore, it gets a performance grade of C+. The momentum grade right now is B. Now, from a valuation proposition, the value is not bad. In fact, Starbucks has a better value proposition right now than Intel does, but Intel's been a better performer. So I guess they kind of even each other out. Starbucks, when I take their earnings, which have been growing by 16% per year, I think Intel was 18%, however, going forward, Starbucks looks like it can continue to grow at 13% per year, while Intel was only 8%. I currently have a valuation on Starbucks of $110 per share, which gives it 82% upside potential, which is in my wheelhouse, not counting today's action. But it has a C+ performance grade, so add the two together. And I get a stock that's ranked number 648 out of 5,063. It has a B grade, proprietary Gunderson stock grade, which only earns it a strong hold. So hold on to that cup of Starbucks. It's a strong hold. Would I go out and buy this stock and add it? If I did, it would be in my growth and income portfolio. And right now I have a little bit of a problem with the choppy performance over the last 3 years, which has really kind of lowered the grade of the stock. But it is having a good day. It's up 3.8%. And let's not forget, it's a member of the S&P 500. So every time one of these S&P 500 stocks comes along and beats their earnings, that's going to have an overall positive impact on overall S&P 500 earnings, which are so, so important. In fact, I consider that to be the most important indicator of all as for the continuation of this bull market, which seems to be long in the tooth. Intuitive Surgical misses by 11 cents. Now, there was a disruptor. When I spoke to the Edisto lions and the deer and the turtles, they were all there looking in the door. Intuitive Surgical was definitely a disruptive company out of Sunnyvale, California. I mean, this put the surgeon into a booth with a joystick. No, not exactly, but it is a robotic-driven surgery system. Was it Mona Lisa? It's something like that. I don't know. I haven't had it done to me. Intuitive Surgical was a $59 billion idea. Now, there are competitors to Intuitive Surgical, but they currently have, they missed their earnings by 11 cents. They beat on revenues. And even though their earnings have been growing by 15% per year over the last 5 years, it is starting to slow down. Intuitive Surgical is SIRG. They're expected to grow going forward at about 14% per year. Having said that, Intuitive Surgical has had terrific performance over the years. A performance grade. Valuation grade, I have it 73% upside potential, and now with the pullback today, That may put it in my wheelhouse. Overall, Intuitive Surgical is a possibility. It's ranked number 78 out of 5,063. Worth taking a look at. That's a large cap growth company. In fact, a very large cap growth company. No dividend yield involved here. Pure growth. Definitely worth a look here on this 2% pullback. Now, when we come back, oh man, I'm not going to finish with all these. AbbVie, D.R. Horton, MasterCard, Alaska Air, Western Digital. I'll pick out the best. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour for the week. Very important earnings season going on right now. We are about one-fourth of the way into it. We will have some very important updated numbers for you in today's newsletter that I'm working on today. Probably it'll come out sometime this weekend. As soon as I'm happy with all the information that is in there, I will push the send button. If you'd like to get a copy of Gunderson's weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter, you can sign up for it at my website, GundersonCapital.com. And if you'd like to talk to one of my associates, they try to keep me busy managing the money. But if you'd like to talk to Edie in Scottsdale, Scott Waddell out in the California West Coast area, or Bart Bailey in the Minnesota area, you can call us to set up an appointment at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. All right, some more stocks in the news, and then I'm going to do a really exciting stock today, a high flyer that I own in my ultra growth portfolio. Let's take a look first at a railroad, okay? Norfolk Southern beats by 27 cents. The railroad stocks have actually been doing pretty well here recently. I mentioned Union Pacific. Norfolk Southern is up 0.5% today. How about Colgate-Palmolive? There's a real grower. In fact, there's a non-growth company. It is up 0.4% today. The earnings down 1%, sales down 2%. I don't like non-growth companies. AbbVie misses by 4 cents. They are becoming a non-growth company. That stock is down 6.5%. I have no position there. D.R. Horton misses by 2 cents. D.R. Horton is a sketchy stock in this environment with rising interest rates and existing home sales weak, new home sales weak, mortgage rates at about 4.5% right now. I have no interest in the home builders at the current time. MasterCard making another acquisition. They are buying payment solutions business Earthport. MasterCard stock looks very good right now, breaking out to the upside, and I do have a position in MasterCard. Okay, my featured stock of the day, I was just looking at my charts here, just getting started for the day, and the one that jumps off the page at me so far is A-Biomed, A-B-M-D. A-Biomed is a mid-cap $16 billion company headquartered in Danvers, Massachusetts, not far from the Boston area. They develop medical devices designed to assist or replace the pumping function of the heart. That's an important thing. A Biomed has been growing earnings at a rate of 78%. That's a lot of blood flow there, 78% per year feeding those earnings at A Biomed. Now, they are expected to decelerate to 34% per year over the next 5 years. Check out the numbers on ABMD. Over the last 10 years, A Biomed, 40% per year, market 12.5%. Over the last 5 years, 66% per year, market 7.3%. Over the last 3 years, 61% per year, market 11%. And over the last 12 months, ABMD is up 51%, market down minus 5.7%. A-plus performance grade. Here is one of the stocks, one of the premier best stocks now in the entire market. From a valuation proposition, this one gets a little bit higher multiple than a slower growth company. This one's been growing by 78% per year. Listen to their last four quarters of earnings growth, up 106%, up 100%, up 73%, up 84%, symbol ABMD, not a recommendation. I'm just giving an example of a very fast-growing stock that also has, I can justify the valuation right now on it. I have a five-year target price of $630. It's at $350 right now. Overall, ABMD is ranked at number 32 out of 5,063, and I currently own it in my ultra growth portfolio. I have two versions of that portfolio now, one that seeks long-term capital gains. So you may have to grip your armchair from time to time on that one when the market swoons, but I'm not going to just sit by and watch a story change on a company and do nothing. It will still be managed, but I'm going to really try hard to deliver long-term capital gains to folks, much more of a buy-and-hold strategy, not as much downside protection, but not without downside protection. A little bit looser reins on these thoroughbred, hybrid, thoroughbred racehorse stocks running much faster than the rest of the pack. Maybe I should call it the thoroughbred portfolio. Well, it's the Best Stocks Now Ultra Growth portfolio. If you'd like to talk to us about that, I have a lot of people in the ultra growth portfolio. Now we have two versions of it. I decided that that was a good thing to do, and we started that on January 1st. The ultra growth portfolio is out of the gate. It has not stumbled coming out of the gate. It has come out running here in 2019, and I hope to rack up, don't know, no guarantees. I'm going to do my best to try to rack up big returns over the next many years. Well, if you'd like to talk to one of my associates, we're real friendly, easy to talk to. I have two financial planners now on my staff. Scott Waddell with 13 years of experience out there in the West Coast. Up the middle, we got Bart Bailey with a lot of experience from Fidelity. And we got Edie there in Scottsdale booking the appointments. And I'm out here on the South Carolina edge of the world coast. This is Bill Gunderson. Get the newsletter this weekend, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great weekend.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.